My name is Kristen Permuta, and I serve as the Imago Dei Director across our LifePoint campuses, where I have the joy in leading our ministry for those affected by special needs and disabilities. As a church, we've been walking through our current series, Practicing the Art of Becoming Like Jesus. And this week, we've been focusing our attention on the practice of service. Today, we'll be looking at how we can live out service within the context of family. Family is both a universal concept and applies to every single person. However, it's also unique to each and every one of us, sometimes at different seasons of our lives. So for today's purposes, when I talk about family, I want you to imagine those within your inner circle. Picture in your mind those people that know the real you, the person behind the closed doors, the few that know you at your worst and at your best. With that in mind, let's take a deep breath, settle our minds, our hearts, and our bodies on the presence of Jesus, and open ourselves to the work of the Holy Spirit as we listen to Jesus' words spoken in John 15, 12, and 13. So this is my command: love each other deeply, as much as I have loved you. For the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices his love for his friends. As you let those words from Jesus sink deep into your being, imagine Jesus sitting with his family, his inner circle. These words come after Jesus has shared his heart and desire for his family to remain in him. It's the famous, "I'm the vine, you are the branches" speech so many of us know. As Jesus is sitting there with his family, he's speaking an emphasis to be people of love through acts of service or bearing fruit, as Jesus puts it earlier in the passage. But this only happens by remaining in his presence. You see, the thing about the spiritual discipline of service is that it's an outward display of your inner being. Jesus says we must remain in his presence in order to bear the kind of fruit that touches other people's lives. The word that stands out to me in today's verse is sacrifice. Loving others through our service to our family is going to come at a sacrifice of ourselves. Serving our family is going to be inconvenient, but I also believe that the more we practice it, the less it will feel like an inconvenience. If any of you know the Enneagram, I'm an Enneagram 2, the helper. The helper, by nature, loves to serve and help others, but you see, there's a shadow side. This image of me is marred by sin, lies I've believed, and wounds, and therefore I make serving about myself. It's more about the way I'm perceived, rather than my service being about bringing heaven to earth in a real and tangible way to those I love. I've known and walked with Jesus for most of my life, and it's not until the last couple of years where Jesus has invited me into complete rest in him that I have seen how so often my serving is actually more about me than my family. I know from the last 2 years of how this idea of resting has actually allowed me to serve my family in a way that brings about true healing and reconciliation to my husband and kids that need it most. It's so counterintuitive, actually, that it's almost hard to explain. But what's happened inside of me is more that I've started resting and stopped doing and striving, the more I've had my eyes open to ways of serving my family. You know, when the sun goes behind a cloud and you see the rays of sunlight shining through, that's the picture God gives when he desires to see us shine through who he created us to be and to be a light to the people through our acts of service. So let me ask you, what does this look like in your life? Let's prayerfully consider, is the practice of service a natural part of who you are, or is this really hard for you? Then I invite you to honestly take a look at your daily life. Ask God to show you ways that you're loving your family deeply through sacrifice, or maybe ways that he's inviting you to participate in. Think back on the last time that your spouse, your roommate, your child, your parent came home from a really long day. What was your response? Did you offer to put down the really good book you're reading or show you're watching in order to help them finish homework or a house project? Did you take the kids out of the house so your family could have some peace and quiet, even though what you wanted was peace and quiet yourself so desperately? Were you finally enjoying the warm Ohio weather by sitting and soaking the sun, but your spouse is busy raking up all of the debris in the yard and getting everything ready for in the yard, but yet, did you sit and join them? Was your response to help them, or was it to continue soaking in the sunshine? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes to see, a heart to understand where you need to sacrifice, and for Him to press upon your heart an act of service you can live out within your family. It's accepting an invitation to receive the love of Jesus that will then become an outpouring of God's love to those that are broken and in need of some of that love. It's sometimes easier to serve our neighbors, strangers even, but it costs me a whole lot more when I've had a full busy week playing taxi driver for all the kids' sports and activities, cleaning the house, working, doing all the laundry, grocery shopping, all of the things, right? But when my husband can't mow the lawn because he has allergies so bad, it's like he's come down with the plague, can I step in and do that for him to serve him? That's true service because I get nothing out of it. It's sacrificial, and his needs become more important than my own. So who in your family can you practically serve today that would show that person you love them deeply and sacrificially?